because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we have questions in the chat room. Let's see what we got. Okay. Dr. Daniels, what do you say to people who live in hot areas and say it is too hot to eat in the middle of the day? Wow, I agree with that. And so what I would say again is eat later in the day, so 2, 3, or even 4 once the sun begins to set a bit, because it does get very hot here in Panama as well. And that's definitely a time to drink water. Okay. Dr. Daniels, is there a particular time of day that a person should eat? In other words, how late should a person wait for the first meal of the day? I think the best thing is for each person to find what works for them. So some people it's noon, some people it's 2. So pick whatever time is best for you, and I would say stick with that, because the body does like a little bit of regularity. The important thing, though, is whatever you do, drink water. So let's say you're a late riser and you get up around noon. I would recommend putting water by the bedside at night, and then if you wake up before noon, just take a few sips of water, you know, and go back and fall back to sleep. But if you get up, start your day, start doing things, and don't drink, then that's a health risk for having a stroke or a heart attack. So starting your day with a pint of water will definitely get rid of heart issues, or at least heart attack and stroke issues. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I think I'm going to start a GoFundMe site to get an oven to make brownies. How would this work with the breakfast issue? Actually, again, as long as you have your brownies at one of your usual meals, which would be lunch or dinner, it shouldn't be an issue. And again, if you're making your brownies from scratch, you don't have the processed food issue. In other words, you're probably not going to add potassium sorbate and sodium benzoate to your brownies, which is already going to make it a much better issue. Dr. Daniels, the government has come up with a toddler food pyramid. What do you think about that? You know, I'm sitting here at the toddler food pyramid, and of course it has a rather pinkish piece of bread, rice cakes, pasta. So we have white rice, white flour, white flour, white flour. And it looks like corn chips or cornflakes, can't figure out which. So we have at the foundation of this pyramid for this poor toddler, 7 processed foods. The only unprocessed food at the base of the pyramid is potatoes. And this is going to be a very sick little boy. And so I would say to anyone, if you have a toddler, you should feed your toddler what you eat. I would definitely disregard this pyramid. So next, after you feed this kid all this processed food as a foundation of his intake, then you get to add foods from all over the world. So kiwi, oranges, bananas, tomatoes, apples. Now, if you've lived in a few different places in the world, you know that apples and bananas do not grow in the same area. They can't, because apples need a cold season, and bananas, of course, do not. And so, again, this kid is not eating locally and definitely not eating organically. So we go on up the pyramid, and this kid has packaged yogurt. Yes, packaged yogurt. And so, again, another piece of, chemical soup. And then at the top of the pyramid, we've got two things at the top of the pyramid. We have meat. Meat, fish, and alternatives, which is an interesting concept. And so this kid is going to be eating salmon. He's going to be eating rotisserie chicken with, of course, a toxic rub on it. And then he's going to be eating some sort of chops here. And this is a toddler. So this is somebody who's really hasn't got the teeth to eat these steak cuts here. So that's a bit ridiculous. And then you're feeding this kid salmon, which is a pretty large fish. And so it means you're going to feed this kid a fair amount of toxins or chemicals from the ocean. Probably not a good idea. So, again, feed the kid what you eat. And also, again, I don't care what kind of fish you're talking about, there's going to be some bones in there, or might be. And so for a toddler, not a good idea. At the top of the pyramid, you should feed your kid candy. They've got candy. Nothing but candy. Fats, oils, and confectionery. I mean, not even a piece of fruit for dessert. You know, in my house, for my kids, not the first 1,000 days of life, but the first 18 years of life, the top of this pyramid, dessert, sliced fruit, sliced oranges, sliced grapefruit, sliced fruit. That was the top of the pyramid. And so this is really, it's really unfortunate. So I think, again, what we have here is another government guideline that has nothing to do with making you healthier. And that's what I would say. All right, we have a caller, Richard in Washington. Hi, Richard.
I don't know. I've stopped listening to your show for some reason. Can't remember what it was, but your information on breakfast is just outstanding.
Thank you.
Have you heard of Dr. Weston Price?
Yes, I have heard of Dr. Weston Price.
And do you think that the information he was giving to us was right on topic?
Some of the things he says I agree with, others I don't. I'm not a dairy fan, so not partial to that piece of the information. But I think we can agree that the big issue here is our modern adulteration of the food, period. And the question is, how far are you willing to go to make sure that your food is not adulterated? And that's a question. And I would like to suggest that anybody and everyone should be willing to go as far as they have to go. If they've got to grow their own food, or if they've got to, barter with a neighbor who's growing food, you've got to divorce yourself from the grocery store. A lot of well-meaning individuals like Weston Price or like Michio Kaku, who did the macrobiotic movement, they have a good message, but the problem is their followers all want to know, well, which store can I buy that from? Well, where can I get that? And then that's where everything falls apart. So I think, after 30 years of being at this, that the real problem here is when you have your food prepared by someone that you've never met. That's basically where the problem comes in. And so you can take any diet you want, whether it's paleo, whether it's Weston Price, or whether it's macrobiotic, or vegetarian, or vegan, or omnivore diet, doesn't matter. But if you're shopping for your ingredients at the grocery store, it's a devastating impact on your health. All right, thank you. Okay, so the big deal here, I think, with breakfast is, well, first, you have a food that's being prepared by a commercial entity, and then even worse, you have what we'll call it a health message being put out by an entity that really is not using your health or your improved outcome as a criteria. So in other words, this guideline has nothing to do with people being healthy. The government just wanted some heavier recruits for cannon fodder. And so it decided, okay, let's get on board with this breakfast message. And then, as time went on, this breakfast message was a very convenient way to separate children from their parents. And then, as time went on, it became an extremely lucrative branch of profits for the food industry. So you have to realize that any guidelines you get from the government should be, certainly for food, should be ignored. I have to tell you this story when we were kids. So when I was a kid, my mother was obsessed with raising scientifically healthy children. And so she would read all this nutrition stuff, and you know, she would buy food and cook from scratch at home. But the one message that she fell prey to was that every child should have 4 cups of milk every day. So she had 6 children. That would be 1.5 gallons of milk every day. Well, by golly, she bought 1.5 gallons of milk every day. And she even shopped for food twice a week. And so she'd bring in all these gallons and gallons of homogenized, pasteurized milk. So many of you might know that I'm African-American. So, of course, we have this milk intolerance thing going on. So it didn't take long for me to take a couple of sips and say, you know, this is not working for me. My siblings, many of them, were a little more obedient than I was. And so I would give them my milk. So I would talk to my brother and say, hey, you know, would you drink your quart and my quart too? And so for a while, he did drink his quart and my quart too. And after a while, the milk started accumulating. So obviously, I was not the only one who wasn't drinking milk. And Mom kept buying milk and buying milk, and she started putting it in the freezer and still buying it and buying it. We had so much milk, it was outrageous. And of course, my brother, who was drinking his quart and my quart too, was a disciplinary problem. In other words, he misbehaved, he seemed to break more rules, whatever. And then so fast forward to 1990-something, when I was medical director of a detention center for youth. My brother did not. He managed to avoid being in a detention center. So I started, all these kids were just acting outrageously. And so I said, well, let me investigate this in terms of diet. And I started investigating. It turns out that if a child drinks more than 1 quart of milk per day, then he's more likely to engage in criminal activity. And so there's a big break line at 1 quart of milk a day. So if this kid is drinking a cup of milk, 2 cups of milk, whatever, no problem. But at 1 quart a day of milk or more, then this kid becomes a disciplinary problem, more likely to end up in a detention center. Very, very interesting. And so we have this dietary guideline put out by the government, which, again, it's very devastating for families. To have a child that's disruptive and, you know, bent on criminal-type activities. As someone in the chat room says, jail food, yes. So if you follow these guidelines, it actually will make your child more likely to end up in jail. And then, of course, once he gets to jail, they feed him, of course, processed food. Okay, let's see. Dr. Daniels, do you think it's important to allow your child to take in a few chemicals to combat the constant barrage of chemicals coming at us, kind of like allowing your child to play out in the mud and grass? I would just say absolutely not. Absolutely not. So I would say as a parent, you should do everything you can to provide your child with chemical-free food, and I'll tell you why. Because if you provide your child at home with food that's free of chemicals, then he will know the difference. He's going to eat at home. He'll notice he feels great. He's going to go eat someplace else with all the chemicals and notice he doesn't feel quite so good. So I would say it's worth your while to feed your child 100% organic or chemical-free food, feed him unprocessed food, cook from scratch at home, teach him how to do the same, and then let him know, hey, when you leave this house, when you go other places with your friends or whatever, eat whatever you want. But at home, this is what we're going to do. And if you do that, then at least your child will know what good food is. Okay, let's see. Okay, so we have a comment in the chat room. Dr. Daniels, thank you. It's great mental food today. Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have Rose. Rose from Virginia. How are you doing, Rose?
Hi, I'm okay. I'm at the threshold, but, you know, hanging in there. Thank you, Dr. Daniel. I wanted to ask you a question. If a person is forced to take insulin, you know, they're saying your life is, you know, you couldn't die or whatever if you don't take that. Can you eventually, do you have to be taking insulin all your life?
No, type 2 diabetics, absolutely not. That's totally curable. And as far as being forced to take insulin, I'm not quite sure what that means. So you have to take the attitude that you own your body, not someone else. So as far as you're taking anything, whether it's insulin, whether it's a pill, it's really up to you. And you can't, I think, if you want to be healthy, you just can't put the responsibility on somebody else. You can't say, well, you know, I'm being forced to do it because I'm being told this or I'm being told that. You have to say, wait a minute. You know, I'm grown. I'm an adult. I can make some decisions here. And, you know, educate yourself.
My question is this. If the person, the blood sugar is very high to the point that they say, if you don't take insulin, your life is at risk. Does that mean that that person has to be under insulin all his life?
I don't think so, but that's just my opinion. When I was a doctor practicing medicine, a guy walked into my office, had a blood sugar of 960, and took a week. We got down to 96,
wow.
And he didn't need insulin. So, you know, I think, again, when you go to a doctor gives you information, you need to understand that that's that doctor's medical opinion. Stress the word opinion.
Yeah, the reason I asked you that is that somebody made a decision to go to this hospital. Mm-hmm. They were putting fear tactics, you know, and they said if he doesn't take this insulin, you know, he can die. And it was like 400-something, and, you know, it was a very difficult situation, and just now, yep. You know. So you said that even if it's 400, you know, the person necessarily have to die?
Correct. It's not necessary. When I was in medical practice, I never prescribed insulin for a blood sugar of 400 or even 550, because those blood sugars can be brought down to normal without insulin.
Yeah,
so I think that what he's working with is a limitation of the doctor that he's talking to, and he needs to understand that.
Yeah, but this person, this medical, in quotes, supposedly doctor, didn't want to understand to the point that the person was asked if the person could see another doctor, and the person says, you are under our control. I'm not leaving here. Can you imagine that?
Exactly. When you enter a hospital, you have entered prison, and you are under their control. And so you can't take going to the hospital lightly. It's a big decision. Once you enter the hospital, you become a child, and the hospital becomes your parent.
Wow. Okay, that's what I thought about it. I greatly appreciate it. I will continue because I'm seeking to see what can be done about this situation. Thank you again, and thank you for giving me this information. That's how I felt. But, you know, when I saw the situation, it's a very delicate situation, you know, and, you know, these people, like you said, they have so much power that they think that using intimidation, you know, they can control the person, you understand? And the other side, if it was me, I would not have gone along. But every person has to make their own choice. Thank you
again. You're welcome.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Yeah, so Rose is correct. Each person has to make their own choice. And part of being a friend is letting people do that. Okay, we'll see you back after this commercial.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels. Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And today we're talking about government guidelines and namely breakfast being the most important meal of the day and, of course, exercise guidelines as basically guidelines written for political ends instead of your health. Okay. Okay. Dr. Daniels, Scottish farmers and mine workers would eat a boiled egg wrapped in sausage meat and deep fried to keep their energy up. What do you think about that? Again, I think that the important thing, of course, in this case, is to put plenty of water with that. But a lot of individuals eat during a day as they need fuel to do their work. And so this is quite the opposite of what's being foisted on many Americans, which is eat three times a day, eat six times a day, eat however many times a day, whether you're hungry or not. And all this does is interfere with good health and take up a whole lot of time that you could be using to do other things. Okay, let's see. Dr. Daniels, your diapers. What is your opinion about the climate change global warming issue. For example, it was 97 in Houston yesterday. Well, this is June. I think it's important with the weather to realize that the weather is very changeable. There's a tremendous amount of variability. And so I think it's important to realize that the weather will change, number one, and number two, we can't control it. And not to confound the issue of contamination and pollution with the issue of humans controlling the weather. Okay. Dr. Dams, most grains are sprayed, and it's hard to avoid these sprayed grains. So would it be best to just avoid all grains? I don't think so. And I think that an intolerance of grains needs to be examined and perceived as an intolerance. And so the question I think that might be better to ask is, why is the person intolerant? For example, back in the 90s, I was intolerant of gluten. So when I would eat a piece of bread or two, then I would become irritable. My tummy would bloat a little bit, and I just felt lousy. So I actually gave up bread, all bread, wheat, everything, for about 15 years. It's a long time. And now, in 2016, I'm actually able to eat bread and wheat without any side effects or problems at all. So I think that people should realize that their wheat intolerance may actually be an intolerance that needs to be addressed. So what I did in those years was I ate organic, I ate turpentine, I made sure I had three babbling moons a day. So people can go to my site, vitalitycapsules.com/candida, C-A-N-D-I-D-A, and get my free report on how to use turpentine to improve their health. And that's vitalitycapsules.com/C-A-N-D-I-D-A. And many people have written me to tell me that once they use Vitality Capsules and turpentine, their gluten sensitivity goes away. So to vilify all grains, I think, misses the point. The point is, of course, why are you so sensitive to the grains? You know, what is it that's going on in your system that is not tolerating the grains? And when it must have been 2004. I'll tell you about that.
No, please don't go.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and you're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, and we are doing questions. Today's topic is breakfast, the most important meal of the day, and how did it get that way? Okay, so let's see, we have questions. Dr. Downs, is there any connection between diabetes and Parkinson's where anemia is present? I don't think so. I think that Parkinson's basically is a long-term complication of psychiatric medications and of vaccination. And I think diabetes is basically a dietary issue. So there are two things that can coexist, but I don't think that one necessarily causes the other. Okay, and let's see. Dr. Daniels, have you ever observed people having better glucose control when they stop their insulin? Absolutely. A lot of people are actually being overdosed on their medications, and when their dosage is reduced, their actual underlying disease gets better. And I have a radio show, Diabetes Worse Than We Thought. You can find that on the replay page. And what it essentially says, again, quoting a study done by the medical industrial complex themselves, that people who are treated for their diabetes according to the standard of care have a 30% increase in their mortality. So, okay. Let me slide this down and take a look. For Dr. Daniels, a lot of spores are being dropped along with other impurities and contaminants in the air. How can we protect ourselves from these? So if things are being dropped from the air, basically you're going to be inhaling them in your sinuses and your lungs. And from there, of course, they spread to the rest of your body and they may fall on your skin. So obviously clean your skin daily, but what do you clean it with? And the thing to understand is that all you have to do is remove these spores. You don't need to kill them. You just need to remove them. My favorite thing is rice bran. Add water to it, make a paste, rub it over your skin, rinse off, and then pat dry and seal it with an oil. So that would protect your skin. What about your sinuses? Your sinuses, the way to protect that would be neti pot. So just using a neti pot once or twice a day. And the next thing is, what about the spores that actually get into your blood? Then what? And for that, definitely turpentine. So turpentine and vitality capsules. The vitality capsules help you have 3 bowel movements a day. You can get those at vitalitycapsules.com. And the turpentine helps get these spores to not want to sporulate. In other words, to not want to mature inside of you and create an infection. And so the two together keep you in good shape. Dr. Daniels, how do you think we should cope with these dietary guidelines put out by the Madison Avenue propaganda machine, advertisers, or blue shirts with white collars? I think that you should realize that as soon as a diet guideline comes out from one of these sources, it's definitely suspect. And so you should either ignore it, which would probably be the quickest, easiest thing to do, or if you do want to consider it, ask yourself, have you been following this guideline and has it, or have you not been following the guideline and has it resulted in anything bad? And if you find that you've been ignoring this guideline for an extended period of time with no negative consequences, then that's it. Forget it. In my case, I did not eat breakfast for, probably from age 15 to age 30. So for 15 years. And my health was actually pretty darn good. And so when I ended up in medical school and at the nutrition lecture, they said, breakfast, breakfast, breakfast. I said, not for me, but maybe for other people. And so I think a nice way to handle it would be just to realize, you know what, this might be good for other people, but not for you. And that way it makes it easier for you to let it pass without having to get all tied up in a bunch of negativity. Okay. 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 So, Dr. Daniels, if I like the taste of orange juice, but it bothers my stomach, and grapefruit juice has no problem, does this mean I have an issue? Answer, no. I think people should at least focus on eating foods that agree with them. That's a starting point. And if by eating foods that agree with you, you feel pretty good, then I think that's pretty much the end of it. Okay. Dr. Daniels, what are your feelings on raw milk, and do you think that all raw milk is the same? No, all raw milk is not the same. And raw milk definitely depends on, you know, who's raising the cow, how they raise the cow, and how they milk the cow. I'll tell you a story. My father grew up on a farm. His father was basically a sharecropper. I call it what it is. And so they had their own cow. So when you're a sharecropper, you work the farm, but you do have your own little plot or maybe an animal or two. So they had a cow, and my father's job was to milk the cow. And whenever he milked the cow, the milk always came out brown. Yes, brown. And whenever one of the other kids milked the cow, the milk came out white. So what they finally did was my father was relieved of his milking duties. And so it's the same with any raw milk, that it's just not, there's no guarantee of quality or uniformity. So everything pretty much depends on who's doing it and the care that they exercise. So you can't say, oh, this is raw, so it's great. Okay. Dr. Daniels, when I was a kid, we played outside all day in the 60s and never got sick. However, the soil and water is now polluted, but we have a greater immunity than most. Okay, got it. Do you think people should keep their kids inside because the water and soil are now polluted? No, I don't. So I think that kids really do need to play outside. So the question is, where's outside? And the answer is, if the kids' only place to play is in the soil under the chemtrails, probably not the greatest thing. When I was a kid, my parents would take us to one of the local state parks. And I think that that is actually a good thing to do. Maybe to take the kid to a place in the country they can play, maybe on the weekends. Dr. Daniels, I know you're not a big fan of milk. Do you think that milk is bad for everyone? No, I don't think milk is bad for everyone. I think people need to eat whatever agrees with them. I will say, though, that when people are sick and I work with them, I find generally that reducing or eliminating their milk gives them quicker, faster results. Okay. Dr. Daniels, do you think that goat's milk is a substitute for cow's milk? From my experience, that many times goat's milk will take a much higher dose to cause the same problems as cow's milk. But for many people who feel they need dairy, often they're able to find a dose of goat's milk that does agree with them. So I encourage people to try goat's milk, especially if you have a child that doesn't have access to breast milk and you're trying to avoid the formulas. Dr. Daniels, a lot of people are not able to cut their own lawn. What do you think about having a lawn service? I think that lawn services are pretty treacherous. You really have to be very careful about what people put on your lawn and be very vigilant. Even here in Panama, someone comes to work on my lawn, they'll say, hey, Dr. Daniels, you know, we could just put some poison here and kill all the weeds. And I'll say, no, just dig up the bigger ones and we'll mow the rest. But you just have to communicate with your lawn care person and realize whatever they spray on that lawn, you're going to end up consuming. Okay. Dr. Daniels, how can a person get healthy flour these days, because there's so many chemicals, it's not possible to get a pure product anywhere unless you grind the flour yourself. And that's what I'd recommend, is grinding the flour yourself. With Vitamix and with other home machines, there's all kinds of ways to grind the flour. So it's actually pretty reasonable. The other thing that I do is wheat flour, if it's a whole wheat flour, is pretty much unpalatable. In other words, not edible. If you're trying to make a bread out of it, it makes a pretty tough loaf. And so what I use a lot of times is oats. So I'll take oats and grind oats and use that to make a bread that's not so rough. And also I'll make a shortbread, which is a bread that rises with baking powder instead of yeast. Okay. Okay. Dr. Daniels, what do you think about people eating meat cooked over firewood? It turns out that in terms of heat sources, firewood is actually the healthiest heat source. So you can cook meat with electrically generated heat, gas heat, wood heat, and, of course, microwave and convection. It turns out that firewood is actually the healthiest of them. So I would say that's a good idea. Okay. There's a lot of interesting stuff in this chat room, so I invite people certainly to come to healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com. Dr. Daniels, with all of this health information that appears to be bogus, who are the real health fanatics? I think it's unfair that we people who are knowledgeable are called health fanatics. What do you think? Okay, so what I think is, actually, you are a health fanatic. What does that mean? It means these people who are putting out these regulations are not interested in health, and these regulations have absolutely nothing to do with health. And so when you actually mention something that actually is related to health, that would make you, relatively speaking, a health fanatic, because other people are not concerned with health. They're concerned with conformity. When someone says to you, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and you don't look it up and you don't check into it, you just obey it, then what you're concerned with is not health, but obedience and conformity. And so when someone says something that actually is healthy, that has evidence behind it, it's going to sound pretty foreign. So I think it helps to understand that all of these edicts and guidelines and all this stuff is not motivated by health. And so when you engage in a dialogue, discourse, or conversation that actually is related to health, it does sound pretty bizarre. And so I think you should realize that. So when I talk to people, I try to listen very carefully so I can understand what it is they're interested in. So if they're interested in conformity, they're interested in doing the right thing, they're interested in being obedient, then I honor that and I suggest that they continue to be obedient. But if health is what they want, then that is a different conversation. So it's important to understand what conversation you are in. For example, I was talking to my nephew's wife the other day, and she said, Dr. Daniels, sometimes I'm not sure if I'm a good mother. And so I said to her, are your kids breathing? She said, oh, yeah. Are they well fed? Yeah. I said, well, I don't see what the problem is. Sounds to me like you're an awesome mother. And so what she was concerned about then really was conformity. And she wanted to understand if she was conforming to, of course, the norms or the propaganda messages or memes of the day. And if that's what you're concerned with, that's a different concern from being a good mother, from having healthy children, or from being healthy yourself. And so you really need to separate out what it is you're talking about. And so when you have a conversation with people and you're talking about health and they're talking about obedience, then you're not having the same conversation. And so if you realize that they are talking about obedience, that makes it much easier to have a pretty easy, agreeable conversation, because you can agree to them. Yes, that would be the obedient thing to do. Yes, that would be the thing to do to conform. And so since, you know, it's very distracting for everyone when you turn the conversation to health when that's not what they're talking about. Okay. Dr. Daniels, what about ramen noodles? Would that be cereal? Okay. So ramen noodles usually are made from white flour. And so most cereals are actually made from corn or rice or something that's ground up and stamped and made into a slush and then dehydrated till they're crunchy. So ramen noodles, you don't really eat them when they're crunchy. So I wouldn't say that they are a cereal. That ramen noodles would be more like noodles. Okay. So, Dr. Daniels, when the advertisement tells me that the cereal is going to put a tiger in my tank, how should I interpret that?
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network?
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, and we are talking about... Okay. Breakfast, the most important meal of the day. Okay, so what we've established then is what you have to do is realize what conversation you're in. and stick to the topic. If the other person is talking about conformity and obedience and their desire to be obedient to guidelines, then that's the topic. And of course, the answer is yes. It is a good thing to, for them to conform to whatever they think they should conform to. Okay. Put a tiger in your tank. So, Dr. Daniels, when they have advertisements that tell me that my cereal is putting a tiger in my tank, how should I, interpret this? Well, based on the information I gave today, I think it's true. They are putting a tiger in your tank. And that tiger is causing indigestion, dyspepsia, obesity, and a lot of diseases. So I would say, in that particular case, actually, they're being pretty honest that indeed they are putting a tiger in your tank. Okay. Most process, let's go. Dr. Daniels, does the term breakfast technically have a timing? Or does it mean just to break a fast? Okay, that's important. I think understanding, it helps to really understand actual words and the technical meaning. So breakfast does come from two words, break and fast. And so when you go to sleep at night, even though you're sleeping, the perception is that you're fasting. So for the time that you're sleeping, you're actually not eating. And so the question becomes, when should you break the fast? The answer is, whenever you feel like it. And but when you get up, you definitely should drink water. So that's, can't get around that. Okay. It's amazing how graham crackers are promoted in school, but children are not told about the sexual agendas or implications associated with Dr. Graham and his crackers. That's true. And I think that is really important to realize that our children are actually being conditioned. I can remember when I was in seventh grade, they had home ec class, and graham crackers were prominently featured. Of course, we weren't told anything about graham crackers except these things are great and you should eat them. And they had us putting all kinds of syrup and goo and peanut butter and marshmallows on them, which, I just thought that was a ridiculous thing to do. So this brings us to the end of our show. We'll see you back next week. And as always, think happens and visit our sponsor, vitalitycapsules.com.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.